Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Obituaries. Earl Wayne Strope, Midland. Earl Wayne Strope, 80 of Midland, Texas, passed away on April 24, 2021 at his home in Midland, Texas. Earl was born February 14, 1941, to Earl and Polly Strope and grew up in Burlington, Iowa. He enlisted in the United States Marine Corps in 1959. He completed boot camp in Oceanside, California at Camp Pendleton and went on to begin a 24-year career with the Marines. Earl did three tours in the Vietnam War, in earning him several medals, including two Purple Hearts. He temporarily retired from the USMC as an E-7 gunnery sergeant while he'd been stationed in Midland, Texas in 1979, and ran the Toys for Tots program for several years. He then joined the Midland Police Department for about 6 years before moving over to Midland County Sheriff's Office under Sheriff Gary Painter. Earl and Gary had also served together in the Marines during Vietnam. Earl married Christine Powers on November 1, 1989. He retired from MCSO in February of 2011 as patrol lieutenant. Earl is survived by his wife, Chris, four daughters, Evelyn, Yorkstheimer, and Rob of Midfield, Susie Lewis and Reuben of Van Fleck, Teresa Ricketts of Lubbock, and Megan Stroop and Kenneth of Midland, seven grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren. He is preceded in death by one grandson, Kevin Yorkstheimer, and his parents, Earl Newland and Evelyn Pauline Dowell Strope. Visitation will be held on Thursday, April 29, 2021, from 6 to 8 p.m. at American Heritage Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held on Friday, April 30, 2021, at 11 a.m. with burial immediately following. All arrangements are entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory. Death Notices. A.C. H.C. Collins, Odessa. Hop C. H.C. Collins, 85 of Odessa, Texas, died Thursday, April 22, 2021, in Odessa, Texas. Celebration of Life is scheduled for 10 a.m. Saturday, May 1, 2021 at Greater St. John Baptist Church. Burial to follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2nd Section. Reverend E.J. Miller is officiating. Arrangements are by the Martin Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa, Texas. Michael William Cox, Odessa. Michael William Cox, 68, of Goldsmith, died Saturday, April 24, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Thursday, April 29, 2021, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Hello. This is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Wednesday, April 28, 2021. Section B, Health and Wellness. Understand your risk of a heart attack or stroke. Predicting a patient's risk of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, ASCVD, is based on both modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors. Modifiable risk factors include hypertension, elevated cholesterol, smoking, and diabetes. Non-modifiable risk factors include age, sex, race, and family history. We can predict a patient's risk of having an ASCVD event based on these risk factors. Using the ASCVD risk calculator, tools.acc.org/ASCVD-risk-estimator-plus, which employs the factors of age, sex, race, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, presence or absence of diabetes, the need for antihypertensive medications, smoking history, taking a statin, and taking an aspirin, we can predict a patient's 10-year as well as lifetime risk of an ASCVD event. Low risk is classified as less than 5%, borderline risk 5 to 7.4%, intermediate risk 7.5 to 19.9%, and high risk greater than 20%. After determining a patient's risk, this online application allows us to determine how much we can reduce a patient's risk by quitting smoking, starting or intensifying statin therapy, starting or intensifying blood pressure medications, and starting or continuing aspirin therapy. Finally, the Advice tab will give suggestions on what to do, such as the strength of statin medications and the goal LDL reduction, goal blood pressure, and what medications to use, goal A1C, activity and nutritional guidelines. All this information is accompanied by supporting guideline recommendations. If you wish to calculate your risk of an ASCVD event, see your doctor or use the application online yourself. If you receive an elevated result, see your doctor or make an appointment with a cardiologist to discuss how to decrease your cardiovascular risk. Mark Davis, MD, is an interventional cardiologist at Permian Cardiology and Midland Health. Dr. Mark Davis, MD, Permian Cardiology and Midland Health. MISD, COVID vaccination clinics to be held for MHS Lee students. By Stuart Doreen, S-D-O-R-E-E-N at HEARSTNP.com. Midland ISD announced Tuesday that voluntary vaccination clinics will be held this week for students 16 and older at Midland High and Lee High School. Midland ISD Chief of Staff Katie Atkins said during Unified Command Team press conference that the vaccinations are optional, not required, and parents were sent emails about the clinic this week. The clinic at Midland High will be held Wednesday after school, while the clinic at Lee High School will be held Thursday after school. If parents are interested in having their students, 16 and older, vaccinated, they can check that email for further information and a link to make an appointment, according to Atkins. Appointments are necessary, according to Atkins. Also, parents must be present while shots are administered for 16 and 17-year-old students, Atkins said. Vaccines are optional, not required, Atkins repeated. Midland Health CEO Russell Myers said with the mass vaccination site at the Horseshoe closing this week that more clinics, like those at MHS and Lee, will be held to deliver the vaccine to those who want it in the community. The Midland ISD dashboard shows 1,525 confirmed cases at Midland ISD, students and staff, since July. However, the numbers, which rose to 140 in 1 week in November, have dropped to around 10 a week. MISD reports 38 this month, according to the district's website. State. Midland County ranks 38th in Texas in COVID deaths. By Stuart Doreen. S-D-O-R-E-E-N at H-E-A-R-S-T-N-P midlandreporter.com. The Midland Health Department reported that the 252nd Midland County resident has died because of complications with COVID-19. Dr. Larry Wilson, Chief Medical Officer for Midland Health, stated Tuesday that the death happened Sunday. The Department of State Health Services website on Tuesday showed that 252 COVID-19 deaths would rank as the 38th most of any county in Texas. By contrast, the Census Bureau showed Midland County as having the 26th largest population, according to 2020 estimates. Still, Wilson stated that another death and the 10 active COVID patients inside Midland Memorial Hospital show the disease is still very real, with people being admitted, having oxygen hunger, and occasionally dying. He said COVID, like other significant viruses, is following a natural history that includes a reduction in severity. At this point, that means fewer patients in the hospital on a day-to-day basis with COVID, and fewer of those ending up in critical care. As of Tuesday morning, Midland Health showed two of those 10 active COVID patients are on a ventilator. The thing I'm paying most attention to is watching the hospital admissions and how many of those become really sick and require ventilator or critical care management, Wilson said. Those numbers have been staying pretty low, in the low double-digit 10 to 12 range for several weeks now. So that's very favorable. But it serves as a reminder also that it's not done. It's still a pretty significant infection and a problem that we have in the community. It is just much better than what we were experiencing 6 months ago or 8 months ago. Wilson reported there have been 17,331 cases, which would be the 26th most of any county in Texas, according to the state. Water walk this week. Courtesy photo. Seniors participate in arthritis water exercise class at Calm Aquatics. Calm Aquatics program helps those suffering from arthritis. Arthritis affects 54 million children and adults in the United States, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, the disease limits the activities of about 1 in 4. One of the best ways to fight back against arthritis is through exercise, specifically workouts in the water. Aquatic exercise, specifically for individuals with arthritis, related rheumatic diseases, and or musculoskeletal conditions, has been clinically proven in reducing pain levels, improving the ability to function independently in day-to-day life, and improve overall physical strength, balance, and range of motion, explained Rita Simmons, Aquatic Wellness Director for Calm Aquatics. She's hoping West Texas will discover more about these benefits this Friday when Calm hosts the Water Walk to Cure Arthritis. The 2021 campaign theme is Give $54, Tell 54, Move 54, in honor of those 54 million sufferers. By exercising in the water, individuals benefit from the properties of its environment, like buoyancy and hydrostatic pressure. The buoyancy of water reduces the influence of gravity on the body and its joints, allowing individuals the opportunity to exercise with greater ease, she said. And if that isn't enough to encourage an arthritis sufferer moving, the pressure of the water also reduces swelling in the legs, helps minimize pain, builds muscle, and improves posture. Plus, exercising in the water provides a fun, friendly, and supportive environment that encourages health and fitness in all aspects of life, Simmons added. Simmons said there are several ways to get involved with the water walk. The first is through donating to the Arthritis Foundation, and all funds raised support local arthritis education and programming. The second way is by joining her Team Wave Makers. Team members pledge to exercise safely in the water for 54 minutes through water walking, swimming, or attending an arthritis water exercise class. The third way to be a part of the event is to simply stop by COM to learn more about community resources, exercise programs, and patient education materials. Angie Billingsley, Executive Director of the Arthritis Foundation, will be there all day to meet with people that have questions about living with arthritis in West Texas. "We are really looking to expand our programming," Billingsley said. She said she hopes to see new area support groups forming, as well as beginning new informational webinars. Water Walk to Cure Arthritis will be held from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, and is open to all adults. A COM membership is not required for Team Wave Makers. Simply purchase the $10 one-day event pass to attend an arthritis class, water walk, or swim laps. Simmons, all participants will be eligible for prizes donated by HEB, Natural Foods, Market Street, Mulberry Cafe, Jumbarito, and Michael's Bar and Grill. Simmons and Billingsley agreed that one of the best parts of the event will be seeing people enjoying themselves in the pools. "The pandemic has affected everyone, especially our aging population," Simmons said. "For many of these individuals, the isolation and lockdown measures took a toll on their physical, mental, and emotional well-being. The loss of exercise or movement can lead to decreased function and disability, which leads to more pain, depression, and social withdrawal. My staff and I were very concerned for many of our members during the pandemic due to the fact that our water exercise program literally kept some of our members functioning day to day. But more at-risk people getting their COVID vaccinations, coupled with relaxing CDC guidelines, means many people are returning to COM. It makes us very happy," Simmons said. To donate or to register, visit events.arthritis.org/team/wavemaker or email rsimmons@comacutics.com. That's rsimmons@comaquatics.com. Melanie Nicholas, columnist.
This is the Dear Abby column. Special relationship ends when man's wife returns. "Dear Abby, I've been dating a married man for the last 3 years, and everything was great. We were attached at the hip and inseparable. I thought we had something special going. His wife abandoned him and their two children for more than a year, and he didn't know anything about raising kids, so I stepped in to help. It was great. They were just like my own. I was finally happy. I had the life I wanted. He even met with a lawyer to get a divorce. Suddenly, he announced he's letting her come back because she has nowhere to go. I am devastated. Ever since her return, she has made his life a living hell. He tells everyone, including her, how miserable he is, and she does the same thing. Why won't he get a divorce? Should I wait for him? Did he ever really love me? Signed, Loving Lady in Texas. Dear Loving Lady, there could be any number of reasons why he won't divorce his wife. He may feel that, miserable as he is, a divorce would be too expensive. Or he may be trying to keep the family together for the sake of the kids. Or he may even love her. That she is making his life a living hell is a problem of his own making. Please, for the sake of your own mental health, quit making it yours. Did he ever really love you? I can't answer that, and neither can you. He certainly isn't acting like someone who loves you. Gather your strength and jump off the treadmill. It's time to go on with your life. Dear Abby, my husband and I are going to be first-time parents in a few months, and this will be the first grandchild on both sides of the family. And the first baby is almost 18 years. We are excited to share this experience with them. However, I have some concerns about after the baby is born. I already deal with anxiety, and I have strict rules that I would like to be followed. For example, no kissing my baby's face, no posting photos on social media, etc. How can I get my wishes across to my family without sounding like a control freak? I worry that they won't respect them and say I'm overthinking everything. Any advice is appreciated. Signed, First Time Parent in New York. Dear First Time Parent, your life is in transition and your concerns are understandable. Remember, you are the parent. If you prefer your baby not to be smothered with kisses, you are within your rights to say so. However, as long as your relatives are not sick and wash their hands well before touching your newborn, there shouldn't be a problem. After 3 months, your baby's underdeveloped immune system should be stronger. If you haven't already discussed this with your pediatrician, schedule an appointment. Not only will you find it educational, it may put some of your fears to rest. As to your little one's image being posted online, everybody has their own comfort level. Explain your concerns, and if the grands don't cooperate, make them surrender their cell phones when they visit. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Is CPAP machine still needed? Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 70-year-old woman in good health. In the ensuing years, I received 5 years of allergy shots and have lost 30 pounds. My CPAP machine recently started having problems, but due to insurance, I won't be able to replace it for a few weeks. So I started sleeping without it. I use a neti pot and a nasal strip before going to bed, and I take one Zyrtec every day. I have not experienced any daytime drowsiness that I had when I began using the machine. Is it possible that I no longer need to use a CPAP machine? Signed, N.O. Answer: obstructive sleep apnea is a common but still often undiagnosed condition where people periodically stop breathing at night. When a person is asleep, the muscles around the back of the throat relax, and this can be enough to close the airway. Oxygen levels drop until finally an internal alarm system wakes the person up, which allows the muscles to regain tone and the person to breathe enough to return blood oxygen to normal. This may happen dozens or hundreds of times per night without the person being aware of it. It is possible that your weight loss has lessened the degree of obstruction. However, it's also possible that you haven't been off the CPAP machine long enough to develop the daytime sleepiness associated with poor sleep that is another hallmark of this syndrome. Another sleep study where your oxygen levels are monitored overnight would be necessary to tell for sure. Horoscopes by astrologer Madeline Asklin. Happy birthday for Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. Kind, soft-spoken, and hard-headed, challenging situations never rattle you. This year you get ahead in your professional endeavors by sheer force of will. Careful planning for the future sets you on a solid financial path that extends to retirement and beyond. Think about changing your residential situation, whether moving or refurnishing. If single, love is within earshot. If attached, compromise on key issues. Capricorn is ethical in work and play. Aries, March 21st to April 19th, a positive day. Get closure on unfinished business, lingering from a past relationship. An interest in subjects that exercise your intuition and psychic abilities will excite you. Order books, research documentaries, and browse websites. Find people from whom you can learn. Tonight, romantic evening. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th, is an average day. Breathe new life into a connection that has become routine. Everything can become run-of-the-mill. Create new scenarios and adventures that you have never experienced before, either by yourself or with someone else. Tonight, accept a spontaneous invitation. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th, is a positive day. Put on your best face even if you have doubt about a team project. If you must, fill in the gaps that someone else may have left out. Be discreet about transferring to another department or assignment. Tonight, attend a webinar. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, a positive day. Sign up for a competitive sporting event that suits your fitness level. Get a friend or romantic interest to join you. Ask someone younger for recommendations for a new device. Promise a gift in return for their help. Tonight, detective series. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd, a average day. Add networking events to your schedule, but consult those at home so there are no conflicts. Continue your search for relatives who moved away. Going through old photos brings faded memories alive and a smile to your face. Tonight, lift weights. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd is a positive day. Trust your ability to bring ideas off the beaten track down to earth. If you make a presentation, all the right words will come through. Timing is everything. Know when to pause and listen. Tonight, catch up with your BFF. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd, a positive day. The push and pull of watching your cash flow and the temptation to spend on unnecessary accessories can frazzle you. Give yourself a distraction that satisfies your love of quality but costs next to nothing. Tonight, laugh out loud. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st, average day. Take credit for an important achievement. Others may not realize how vital you were to the project. Get noticed rather than always take the back seat. Take a rain check on a social invitation. Immediate family needs attention. Tonight, video games. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st, a dynamic day. Pull someone aside to discuss a personal matter. Take the high road. Call on your ability to forgive and move on. Make an extensive journal entry. Some things are best left unsaid, but need to be recorded. Tonight, out with friends. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th, a positive day. Make a list of goals that are within your reach. Devise a plan of action you can follow to make it happen. Get a close friend to be a sounding board. Be prepared for honest feedback. Tonight, a new exercise routine. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th is an average day. Patience and persistence get you through a long day. A sticking point in negotiating a work agreement could cause a temporary impasse. Keep talking, and your efforts to achieve consensus will prove successful. Tonight, whip up a rich dessert. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th is a positive day. Proofread a blog post or important email you need to send. Take your time. You could overlook an important fact. Slow down and study all the details. Being methodical and organized will pay off. Tonight, take out your warm weather clothing.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.